Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry online radio show. This is the edition of Flashback Friday with Sister Poochie, and I'm glad to be with you tonight. I'm glad and give all praises to the great I am for lifting my body up and allowing me to come into your eardrums. All right, there's a chat room open if you are listening live and you want to join us in the chat room. This is also, I love the people who listen later. These are archived shows, so you can listen to it at your leisure, send your links to your friends, and so on. All right, a couple of things I want to go over before we get into the word. Tuesday, October the 14th, will be Associate Pastor Minister Kimberly Horvath in her Christian Life Coaching segment. Tuesday, October the 21st, will be our Y4C edition and a co-host, special co-host and interview for IC the Great. And also on the 28th of October, we'll have the House of Inspiration with DJ Frankie Vibe, our resident DJ. Okay, everyone, let's get into the Word of God. What's been on my spirit is Ephesians 2nd chapter. First chapter, excuse me. The 19th through the 23rd verse about Thanksgiving. Okay, and prayer. I want to just read it to you, and then we're going to talk about it. It says, "And in his incredible great power for us who believe, that power is like the working of the mighty strength, which is exerted in Christ when he was raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly realms. For above all rule, and authority, power, and domination, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also the only to come. And God placed all things under his feet and anointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, and the fulfillment of him who fills everything in every way. Christ is everything to us as believers. This is the blood that shoots through our veins. It's his blood. The spirit that lives in our body is his spirit. The peace that he gives us is his peace. And what this verse that I extracted is trying to say is that for what he has done, God gave everything to be under Christ. He, us, everything. Everything. So no one gets to the Father except to the Son. So if you're listening tonight and you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, please take a moment and all you have to do is say, Lord, I invite you into my life. Clean my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you were born, died, and risen from the cross. Risen from the grave, and that's it. And you then start having a personal relationship, and he'll start giving you directions on what to go and what to do. And that's what we have to start doing. Is, you know, we worship in spirit and truth. I remember the story in about the Samaritan woman at the well with Christ, and he said, you know, a time will come. Well, we no longer worship because we see. It's because we worship what we don't see. So we have to worship in spirit, which means we have to become spiritual ourselves in nature as a practice and also in truth. And we all know what the truth is. Jesus is the only way. All right, let's get started with this show. First up on the mic is Direction by Keith Worthington.
We'll be right back.
Worthington, and yes, in Christ the solid rock our stand, because all of the ground is sinking sand. So I love that line in that one. I also want to do a correction. When I was reading the word, I think I call it denominations, and it's dominion. Okay, it's dominion and power over all things. All right, next up on the mic is Higher by Rhythms of Worship.
Yeah. I prophesy unto your life today, every struggle, every trial, every situation has to be loosed. Today, I bind every attack of the enemy that is over your life. Depression has to go. Struggle with finances has to go. Every fear of moving in God has to go today. I declare Higher over your life. I declare Higher over your situations at work. I declare Higher inside of your home, inside of your kids, inside of your church. I declare that you're going to go up by
up,
any means.
Up, 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 up. I want to go up, 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 up.
Say up.
I want to go higher.
I wanna go up
higher.
That was Higher by Remnants of Worship. And that's what we do. We want to go up and go higher within the Christ, within our Savior. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry online radio shows. This is the edition of Flashback Friday with me, Sister Poochie, just Chicago-based poet. I would encourage you to go to our website, www.journeyhomeministries.org. There we have a multitude of resources for you. We have Christian life coaching. We have Bible study. We have a youth show, Y4C. And we also have, besides Flashback Fridays, we have House of Inspiration with our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Vibe. So definitely check out the website. And without further ado, we're going to roll into the next song. And it is Zion by Cooley E., a.k.a. Mugen Mentality.
That leads to the kingdom I'm striving for. That straight path, the low door. So I humble myself, crawl on the floor. Till I'm honored before the Lord. It's my reward, I reach for it till I take it. I'm beaten, torn, and naked. Mutilated, sometimes I think I can't make it. But I took the good news and laced it. To my feet, now I'm racing. With my righteous breastplate in. Truth at my waist and my shield of faith. To block the blows of Satan. My sword got word, got him shaking. And my helmet of salvation. Put him in his proper place in.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
That was Zion by Mugen Mentality, a.k.a. Cooley, the Nazareth. All right, and yes, Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, and all you can say is hallelujah to that. It makes you feel good to know that your Heavenly Father sits up high, and your Lord and Savior, your best friend is supposed to be in your life, the person who's giving you direction, giving you wisdom, giving you revelation, the person that is closest to you is our Lord and Savior Christ, who sits on the right hand of the Father. Let's go back to the word of the day, Ephesians, second chapter, 19th to the 23rd verse, and it reads, "In his incomparable great power for us who believe, that power is like the working of his mighty strength, which is exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him on his right hand in heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also the ones that are to come. And God placed all things under his feet and anointed him to be heard over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way." He is everything. He's in charge of everything. God gave him dominion over us and the power over us. And when you connect spiritually to our Lord and Savior, no matter what's going on in your life and physical, you have hope, you have joy, you have favor, you have blessings, you have everything that is good, nothing that is bad. He loves you with all his heart. That's why he died on the cross. Okay, everybody, it's time for the dance break with DJ Frankie Live. All right, everybody knows, we're going to repeat it again, what the dance break is all about. First, it's a chance for you to get up and worship Christ for 15 minutes straight. He and our Lord, they would love that. 15 minutes straight, nothing but worship for him. Second, I want you to figure out what the DJ is trying to minister to you, because this is his ministry as well. All right, without further ado, here's the dance break for the week, and we're going to flashback all the way to 2012. March was the month of 2012 when this mix was made. And here we go.
Time for DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break. Thanks for checking out DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break.
But I was definitely sitting in my chair, tapping my fingers and my toes. Everybody, that was the dance break by DJ Frankie Vibe, and it was on fire. Got my spirit up and moving. Now, next up on the mic is Coco Street with Sunrise. That's S-O-N, Rise. All right, everybody, I hope you enjoy it, and here we go. All right, that was Sunrise by Coco Street. Nice and smooth, you know. God, he made the sun rise off the cross. God, that's what he did. That's his power. All right, everybody, we're gonna go up to the next person on the mic. Is Danielle Woodson with Use Me? Because you know what? That's what we want God to do down here, is to use us. And we need to keep ourselves spiritually ready in order to be used. Elder Faye has a Bible study out called The Armor of God, the whole armor of God. And it's very important that I think that you listen to this particular Bible study, because it explains all the armor you have to fight the devil with. Why wouldn't you want to know that information? And it's free. Just go to www.journeyhomeministries.org and look for the Bible study show. All right, everybody. Next up on the mic, as I said, is Use Me by Dan Woodson. And here we go.
Where do I go? Who do I choose? Sometimes I just don't know. Listen.
Head down in my hands. Then I heard a voice speak down in my spirit. It set my soul on fire, and I want y'all to hear it say,
Lord, can you help me hear my plea? You can use anything, but Father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, and I don't want to live. If you've ever heard a thing, well, Father, please hear this. Say, Lord, can you help me hear my plea? You can use anything, but Father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, but I don't want to live.
This is what the Father told me. He said,
Daughter of Zion, I heard your prayer. You thought I wasn't listening, but believe me, I was there. I heard your call, and baby, that's a fact. The times you didn't see me, when I had you on my back, you said I brought you out of trouble, but you went back in. If you want me to forgive, you gotta turn away from sin. Gotta give up all those crazy things that you used to do, like midnight conversations hanging with your old crew. And when Satan comes around and over and try to tempt you, say, baby, there's a door, don't let the doorknob hit you. I gave you free will, don't give that will to me. My name's Jehovah Jireh, I got everything you need. Let me know you're real with this, get back into the church. You may not quote the Bible, but at least give me a verse. And when times get hard and you think you want to leave, turn your eyes to heaven and give it all to me and say, Lord, can you help me hear my plea? Father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, and I don't want to miss. If you've ever heard a thing, well, Father, please hear this. Say, Lord, can you help me hear my plea? If you can use anything, well, Father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, but I don't want to miss. If you've ever heard a thing, well, Father, please hear this. Lord, can you help me hear my plea? If you can use anything, well, Father, please use me. I'm tired and I'm hurt, don't
want to miss. If you've ever heard a thing, well, Father, please hear this. Say, Lord, can you help me hear my plea? If you've used anything, well, Father, please hear this. I'm tired and I'm hurt, but I don't want to miss. If you've never heard a thing, well, Father, please hear this. Amen, amen. That was Use Me by Danielle Woodson. Father, please use me just the way I am. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Flashback Friday with me, Sister Pucci, Chicago-based poet, Pastor McCarty of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. Okay, I want to go back to the verse because it's so powerful, and it if you read it out loud, just randomly, the praises you're giving the Son, our Savior in this Bible verse is amazing. It's powerful. Okay, it reads as so. And his incomparably great power for us who believe. The power is like the working of a mighty strength. What he exhorted in Christ when he rose him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and anointed him to be head of everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Hallelujah. That gets deep into my spirit. I want you guys to meditate on this verse, Ephesians 1st chapter 19th to the 23rd verse. I want you to meditate on it. Ask God for understanding, ask him for wisdom. But once you get it, it's something that should get you on fire. All right, everybody, we got, oh God, time is running out. We got time for another song. Let's do Love Letter to the Sun by Atlanta Red. Okay, here we go.
I thought this would be so easy, but it is so tough. I love you gratefully, but in all of the love I have for you, it isn't enough. My life is a stain because you made the ultimate human sacrifice. You died in the flesh to save my spiritual life. I don't do enough to show you appreciation in return, but I'm trying my best to glorify you with my entire life before you return. Oh Jesus, my shepherd, help me to prepare and to be prepared as a willing servant to spread the good news about a man born as the Savior who more than proved that love itself is the light of the way. You gave me a special joy and you took every one of my burdens away. My walk is a daily lesson in learning to love you increasingly. You are the Son of God. You are the King of Peace. Let me examine my love for you in the words of this passage. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I'm not a married man, but to have this kind of love for any human is in itself a charge of great responsibility. You love me and others like me so much that you gave up your life for me. By my own deeds alone, I'm not worthy, but thank God for his loving grace. And I thank God for you in my praise, that your blood was shed to save my soul. So I hold onto the holy word of your promise, and thank you so much for never leaving me homeless. No matter where I am or where I go, I know that my home is in the kingdom of heaven, sitting next to you, sitting next to the Father. You are my breakthrough, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, thank you for paying the price.
All right, that was Atlanta Red, Love Letter to the Sun. No better way to conclude this particular this show. I had a wonderful time. I'm so glad that you were able to join me if you're listening live. And if you're listening later, I really appreciate at both of people who listen live and the people who listen later. I love you both. All right, thanks for the support. Now, don't forget to join me Tuesday, October the 4th, for Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath's Christian Life Coaching segment. Okay? Wow. I'm sometimes you get so full of the Spirit, you just don't know what to say. So I'm going to say to all of you, may God bless you. May he keep you. May he protect you and provide for you. May he be your all in all. In Jesus' holy name, I pray this. Amen. And we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And I will see you next week, everybody. Peace, love, and blessings.